The Most Beautiful Nights, written by Porcelain Mortal, read by Princess Moonlight. Please note that this is a heated rivalry fanfic and its rating is mature. It's part of a series titled Running Through His Head. Author's summary. Time weighs on Ilya's heart, each beat like the ticking of a clock counting down precious minutes. These weeks with Shane at the cottage have been perfect, the best time of his life. Mornings waking up together, afternoons spent swimming, nights spent wrapped up together, and a million moments in between where they couldn't keep their hands off each other or stop saying, "I love you." Or a look at Ilya's final days at the cottage. Time weighs on Ilya's heart, each beating like the ticking of a clock counting down precious minutes. These weeks with Shane at the cottage have been perfect, the best time of his life. Mornings waking up together, afternoons spent swimming, nights spent wrapped up in one another, and a million moments in between where they couldn't keep their hands off each other or stop saying, "I love you." Ilya has wanted to say that for longer than he cares to think about. He's almost mad at himself for trying to keep things with Shane casual and for denying his feelings for so long. But he can't regret where they ended up. The timing was just right. If things had gotten too real while his father was still alive, Ilya would have ended things out of self-preservation. If Shane hadn't gotten hurt at that game, Ilya would have broken things off that night in Montreal. And if Scott Hunter hadn't kissed his boyfriend on the ice after winning the cup, Ilya never would have come to the cottage. It's as if everything lined up perfectly for Ilya to be here, skinny dipping in the lake, cooking dinner together, stargazing by the fire, to get to just exist with Shane, to bask in their love and to say it out loud, to finally let everything Ilya is feeling out into the sunlight. He feels like he can breathe. After the incident with Shane's parents, Ilya knew that everything really would be okay. They are facing whatever comes together. One more year in Boston. That Ilya is already dreading for how far apart he and Shane will be. And then a move to Ottawa to start the next phase of his career and his life. He wants the life that's waiting for him in Canada more than he can bear. "Hey, you coming?" Shane asks, interrupting Ilya's thoughts. Ilya looks up from where he's been folding the laundry that just came out of the dryer. He didn't pack nearly enough clothing. But then again, he wasn't expecting to stay here for the entire summer. Thankfully, Shane's clothes fit him just fine. He also hasn't needed to wear more than he wants to at any given time. "Almost done," Ilya replies, shooting a smile at Shane. He knows it doesn't reach his eyes. This is the last load of laundry he will do here. He is leaving the day after tomorrow. "Hey, what's wrong?" Shane steps into the bedroom, wearing just his swimsuit and the slutty loose tank that makes Ilya crazy. They were going to go for a swim after Ilya finished the laundry. "Nothing." Ilya turns back to his clothes, stacking the few shirts he brought on top of his clean shorts. Shane's Metro sweatshirt is in with his stuff. Ilya wonders if he will notice it missing. "Come on," Shane says softly, moving closer to wrap his arms around Ilya's waist. Tell me. Ilya takes a deep breath, allowing the familiar scent of Shane to ground him. His sweet skin, the soft spice of his soap, and touch of something briny. It fills his lungs like ocean air. He exhales and admits, I'm not ready to leave yet. Well, then it's a good thing we still have 2 days. Shane sighs, dropping his gaze. I know. He leans forward to rest his forehead on Ilya's shoulder. I'm not ready for it to be over yet, either. Apart from a shared look and the intense sex they'd had, after deciding when Ilya would leave, neither of them have been talking about it. The last day. I've been trying not to think about it, but all I can do is think about it. Shane says, huffing out a humorless laugh. He pulls back and looks at Ilya. We've had so much longer than we planned, but...
Yes, still not enough.
Ilya reaches up to cradle Shane's jaw, before leaning in to kiss him. It's soft and sweet, and Ilya knows he will never get enough. Ilya can't seem to stop muttering in Russian, telling Shane he's perfect, telling Shane he loves him, telling Shane how good he feels, begging him not to leave, even though Ilya is the one leaving.
I need to see you, please.
Ilya bleeds into Shane's ear. Shane has been face down on the bed for the past 10 minutes. Ilya covering him and pressing kisses across his shoulders and spine. It's their last night together, and they have both been dragging this out, unwilling to let it end. They had started out in missionary before Shane flipped onto his stomach, flat on the mattress, but Ilya desperately needs to watch Shane's face while he comes. Ilya sits against the headboard, with Shane in his lap, and all he can do is hold on while Shane rides him in a torturously slow grind.
I love you.
Shane gasps right before he comes. Ilya tries to say it back, but he barely manages to get it out before spilling inside the man in his arms. The man he won't get to hold again until October. He tells himself it will be fine. They have been apart before. Their entire relationship has been spent this way. Small pockets of time, spread across many months of hockey and travel. But even as Ilya tries to prepare his heart for another year of this, he knows it won't be the same this time. It already feels different. In the quiet after, they lay naked and entwined. When they were making love, it was as if time stood still, just for them. It's now, when his heart is still trying to find its regular rhythm, that Ilya feels the clock ticking again, as if he can hear the strike of each second, counting every single beat. He tries to memorize the sound of Shane's breath, the way it feels as it whispers across his chest. The way Shane's fingers feel entwined with his. He hadn't even realized that Shane had grabbed his hand and the soft brush of Shane's leg hair against his thigh when he shifts. I can practically hear you thinking, Shane says, his fingers tightening ever so slightly in Ilya's grasp.
Now you are psychic too?
Shut up, Shane laughs. He pulls off Ilya's chest and moves to lie on the pillow beside him. I like to think I've gotten pretty good at speaking Ilya these past few weeks. Ilya turns to him and smiles. They have gotten better at reading each other. Ilya doesn't even know when that first began. Years ago, probably. Reading each other in bed, turned into being able to read each other on the eyes. And now, Ilya thinks he might be almost fluent in Shane, too. But he is afraid to voice the fear that's lurking in his heart. So instead he says,
I will miss you.
I'll miss you too. Ilya turns onto his side, facing Shane curled next to him.
I'm really glad that you invited me here.
Me too.
Shane replies easily, reaching for Ilya's hand again. I know it's going to be a while before we are together again. Ilya's heart grows heavy just thinking about it. It will likely be months. Those long stretches apart were hard before, but now Ilya dreads the very idea of it. And it's going to be even harder now, Shane continues, as if reading Ilya's mind. I've gotten used to seeing you every day. How am I going to adjust waking up without you, snoring next to me?
Fuck you. I do not snore.
You do sometimes. I had to get used to it at first. But now I love it because even when I wake up on the other side of the bed, I still know you're here. Shane's eyes are anguished as they drop from Ilya's face. And Ilya spots the wetness on his lashes. He feels his own eyes prick with tears.
I think it will be like cutting off a limb to not have you beside me. Moil Lyubimi.
The pet name, which Ilya just taught him the other day, makes Shane's lips lift into a smile, his expression turning impossibly soft. Ilya. Shane's voice breaks, and Ilya pulls him close. He presses a kiss to Shane's forehead and tucks him under his chin. He doesn't want to waste time together crying, but Ilya figures as long as they are in one another's arms, the time is well spent. Ilya doesn't sleep much that night, but he holds Shane tightly and recites in his head what his mother used to say to him when he was a boy.
Я знаю сердце тебе страшно. Но ты очень храбрый.
I know you're scared, but you're very brave.
They can do this, too. They share a quiet morning, sleepily indulging their bodies, before they even make it out of bed. After breakfast, Shane quietly helps Ilya pack. I love you. He whispers against Ilya's temple during one last embrace after packing the car.
I stole your metro's sweatshirt,
Ilya replies. Shane laughs and squeezes his arms tighter.
I know. I saw.
It's okay.
Do you want something of mine?
Ilya asks. Shane pulls back and pretends to consider it.
Can you leave your deck here?
I'm really going to miss it. His grin is teasing. Ilya laughs.
It will miss you too.
He lets one hand slide down to grab a greedy handful of Shane's ass before leaning in to kiss him. When he pulls back, Shane's expression is soft. Maybe you could just leave your heart?
It is already yours.
Ilya manages.
You have always held it.
He wants to say, but he doesn't trust his English right now. I promise I'll take really good care of it. When Shane leans in for another kiss, his lashes are wet. Prying himself away so that he doesn't miss his flight is one of the hardest things Ilya can remember doing. They get in the car. Shane holds Ilya's hand the entire drive to the airport. They can't risk being seen together, so he drives to one of the lots and parks in a deserted corner. Shane squeezes Ilya's hand before he gets out of the car. Text me when you land, okay? Ilya wants to make a joke about how much that makes Shane sound like Yuna, but it just makes him feel laughed. Okay, he says. He goes through the airport on autopilot, keeping his sunglasses on to hide his red-rimmed eyes and praying nobody recognizes him. It's not until Ilya is settled into his seat and pulling out his headphones that he recognizes the ache inside him for what it is. He definitely left his heart with Shane.
The end. I would like to thank the author for their blanket as well as specific permission. Please do head over to their profile, and they have written many other amazing stories for this fandom. Thank you once again for listening. Hope you have a lovely day or night, wherever you are.